Kazakhstan may be targeting Muslim background believers. Long delays fail to dim gospel vision in parts of West Africa. And now that the big stuff's done, fine-tuning tweaks are coming for a ministry in Mozambique. These stories and more coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a listener-supported news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. Christians in Kazakhstan are concerned. Pastor Batsan Kashkumbeyev was arrested May 17th. Russian Ministry's Wade Kusek says Kashkumbeyev is accused of serving hallucinogens in their communion cup and exerting psychological influence over the congregation through prayer and singing. Kusek says this arrest has a new twist.
He converted from Islam. Many people in Christian communities in Kazakhstan believe his imprisonment is punishment from the law enforcement officials who consider themselves Muslim for his evangelical activity.
Kusek says this arrest is similar to what the government did during the Soviet days. He says there's a huge danger.
If the churches all over the world will ignore this and no reaction from the West, I believe this type of persecution will continue.
To read more about this and contact the Kazakh embassy, go to missionnetworknews.org. Next, unemployment in Egypt is around 13%. As you can imagine, competition for jobs is fierce. Open Doors says for Christians in Egypt, it's fast becoming a no-win situation. Harassment, discrimination, and financial incentives for Christians to adopt Islam are used to break their morale. Often, qualified job candidates get passed over once a prospective employer sees Christian on the ID card. Pray for strength for those facing challenges because of their faith and for boldness to share it. This is Mission Network News. There's finally a Christian radio station on the air in Guinea-Bissau. It's a project 17 years in the making with the help of HCJB Global and Servants to Missions. Everything's ready to go pending one last delay. Final government approval to begin broadcasting. Four churches are coming alongside them. The gospel signal covers two-thirds of this Muslim-dominated country. God's doing some neat things in his timing. The specifics at missionnetworknews.org. Next, a studio for recording audio Bibles in Mozambique is done. Audio Scripture Ministries is already using the studio for some New Testament recordings. Tom Dudenhofer with ASM says they've got plans for improvement.
There are areas that need to be finished. And if we let these go too long, they'll actually cause us some problems down the road. So we're really just asking God's people that have an interest in this particular ministry to consider being a part of finishing this project in a really good, strong way that would allow the ministry not only just to function, but to grow in the years to come.
Some things they want to add include studio office equipment and a parking lot. These will help ASM's ministry. The harvest is ripe.
The history of Mozambique makes the country very open right now to the gospel, and many are coming to Christ as a result of listening to God's word.
You can find Audio Scripture Ministries at our website. And a new book highlights the life-changing work of a couple serving with Africa Inland Mission in Kenya. Steve Pfeiffer, the book's author, says you might be in for a surprise.
There's a lot of sad parts in the book, but there's a lot of things that you might not associate with the missionaries. Like junior high gas.
You'll have to read the book to see what that's all about. It mostly covers Steve and his wife's work in Kenya, which includes a program that feeds 20,000 kids every day. From the chapters of this book, a central theme arises.
God longs to be strong in our weakness.
Go to our website to learn about A Dream So Big and how you can order a copy of the book. Ask God to show you how you should pray for Kenya.
Praying for Kenyans should come out of your relationship with the Lord. As you seek him to pray for them, he's going to identify things that are exciting to you that you can be passionate about praying.
Mission Network News is a listener-supported news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I know you're concerned about reaching Muslims for Christ. When you send us your best gift, I'll send you the new 2013 30 Days of Prayer for the Muslim World Prayer Guide that'll help you pray for Muslims during the month of Ramadan, which begins July 9th. Get your copy at 1-800-995-4828 or click on the link at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.